Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. And here we are for the penultimate long one of the year. And today I wanted to talk to you about the journey and some things that I've been witnessing and things for us all to think about as we are looking at ourselves on our journey and our understanding and where we're at. So, how did you come to be interested in spirituality and mediumship? For most people that I meet, it's through either two paths. There is either a deep-seated grief and the loss of somebody that has a massive impact on somebody's life, and they still feel them with them. When the dust settles, they still feel that spirit with them, and they think, no, there is more to this. And on the other hand, it's those of us like me who came to it when life was giving us too many lemons to make lemonade, and we were feeling really disillusioned and really lost and really unhappy, and spirit managed to find a way in to bring some hope. And apart from people who are obviously born as mediums and see spirit and understand that it's spirit from childhood, I think for most of us that is the path. If you've got a different route, tell me about it, send me a message, comment on a social media post, let me know. And at the beginning, I think we're very much drawn to spirit as an external force. We kind of go through phases in our understanding, don't we? And at the beginning, we understand that it's us and there is a spirit world. We don't really think of ourselves as being part of the spirit world. We think of ourselves as existing separately to it. One day we will go back to it, but we're not currently part of it. And that spirit communication is external. It's guides coming in to speak to us. It's our loved ones coming in to provide evidence of their continued existence. And for some of us, that is where our journey halts. For some of us, it's not about taking that connection further or understanding it further. It's just about knowing that they're there, knowing that they're around, perhaps tapping into that energy, tapping into that presence, using spirit for love or support or guidance or inspiration. But it's still that kind of separation. There's me and there's the spirit world, and I tune into them. And for some of us, we are then drawn into spiritual development. And that doesn't always mean that you want to be a medium. I certainly didn't start because I thought I wanted to be a medium. I started because I thought it was super cool and interesting. But we get that kind of desire to learn more about it and to understand it. And that is quite a journey, isn't it? It takes you on quite a, well, the path of self, because then it's not such an external process. It's then you trying to surrender to an external force, but needing to work internally on all your resistance to that holds you back. And as we follow this spiritual development path, what we are trying to do is we're trying to raise our vibration, change our programming, change our conditioning to be in a space where we are more compatible with the spirit world. And as you've heard me say many times, just because you can't feel spirit doesn't mean they're not with you. They are with us all the time. We are part of the spirit world right now. But being able to feel that and experience that depends on your vibrational state and the allowing of your energy and your mind. And that's the things that we have to work on when we go on the spiritual development path. And it's such a funny journey, isn't it? Because it starts off, I just did a TikTok about this because somebody messaged me and said, how do you cope with when you do a really good reading, your next reading not being as good? And this is the problem. We go on this spiritual development path And we start off playing with it. And it's such a beautiful energy, isn't it? When I first started working with spirit, I felt like the world was filled with magic. I felt like it was mind-blowingly beautiful. And then as I followed the evidential mediumship path, my experience with spirit became much more tested. It became much more directed. It lost that free-flowing magic and became very much pushing limitations, seeing what I could do, pushing it further, and to a certain extent, sucking some of the joy out of it. Because when I was floating around in the woo-woo, just chatting to spirit guides and pulling myself oracle cards that always inspired me with positivity and hope, and burning my incense, and in that lovely, beautiful state you can be in with spirit. Once I started working evidentially and I wanted proof, and then my proof wasn't good enough and I had to take it further, and every time I achieved something I wanted to achieve it again, that then became sucking the joy a bit out of it. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing, but I am focusing now on trying to bring that ease and that fun back into my existence, because evidential mediumship is triggering. It is hard. It is difficult. And you're sitting in somebody's loss and their grief. Even if you prove that the spirit world are still with them, what does that leave them with at the end of the reading if they're brokenhearted still? How can you? It doesn't just come in like a magic eraser and take the pain away. They're still in spirit. And how can we sit in that and not be impacted by it as caring, loving, healing beings? And then we move further. And I think this is the interesting part where we start becoming properly awakened. And I'm not saying I'm fully awakened, because I do think that this is a process and a journey. And as I'm always saying, I know, I'm always saying it, but we are not here to be spirit. We are here to be human. So we're not supposed to understand everything, and we're not supposed to have all the answers, because it's supposed to be a journey. Into the unknown. Sorry. I had to do that bit. Sorry, now I've finished. But it is that kind of wanting to understand our place in the universe and getting a grip on that. And it's really interesting. I know I'm in a really reflective end of year kind of energy at the moment, but how much my understanding has changed. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and some of the things they were saying I thought were brilliant. And some of the things that they were saying I felt were old news and old knowledge. And that's where I've been drawn to this title for this podcast, Awakening the Awakened. Because I think it's easy to get an understanding from your point of consciousness and take it as fact and be immovable with it. And actually what spirit are asking us all to do is expand that knowing, question everything, work out what resonates and what doesn't, work out where there's more that we can learn. And I think that it's all about levels of perception, levels of consciousness. And we are supposed to accept that it is a journey. It's a bit like being at school. You can't start in reception and do GCSE maths work. It wouldn't make any sense. You've got to learn to count. You've got to learn to do the basics. You've got to move through those levels of understanding. And it's exactly the same with spiritual development. So if you are working with spirit and you are setting yourself up in whatever extent on social media, in the world, as a medium, as somebody who is sharing the word of spirit, the evidence of spirit, the information from spirit. Your work going forward is to look at where you can expand your knowledge and expand your knowing and not become limited by it. When we first start the spiritual development journey, and I was exactly the same, when I was working with my teacher, I took everything that she said as fact. And that wasn't her fault. She didn't come and say, "I am the word of the Lord. You must listen to me. That is it." She came at a space of sharing her knowledge from her point of view. But because of my personality and who I am, and I'm very, very literal, I then took a lot of what she said as fact. And then when it came to me understanding that there was more, I think it was really hard for spirit to get that information in with me at the beginning, because I was so limited by my humanness and my personality and wanting everything to be tick box factual. And the trouble with mediumship is it's not tick box factual. It never will be. All I can give you is my experience from my point of view and the sum of my experiences right now, my understandings from where I am. And next November, when we are on season 3 of the podcast and more information has come out and more information has been shared, I will be at a different point of view again. And I think it's really important to be comfortable with not knowing everything. And there's this kind of idea that we have to present ourselves as all-knowing, all-seeing, all-understanding. And I actually think that's a really dangerous and hard place to be, because that is when we get spirituality becoming like mainstream religions. And it's full of interpretations that have been passed on for hundreds of years as rules, as facts, with no opening to understanding that perhaps it was misinterpreted by a man, a human, but probably a man, let's be honest, in their take, through their perception, through their space. And I just keep thinking about that. I keep thinking about these religious groups, they keep coming up in my social media, where they are spouting utter hatred at the LGBTQ plus community. And I keep wondering how you can quote something from years and years ago and quote it as fact, and as if you are having a direct quote from God. When, I mean, we all know the Bible. I know I've said this before, but we all know it was written hundreds of years after Jesus' death. Like, it's just crazy to me, this restriction that we have. And the problem with that is, well, that's just all bigoted, absolute poppycock anyway. But the problem is when we find this happening in spirituality as well. People saying it must be done this way. And when you question why must it be done this way? They don't have an answer, just it's always been done this way. And where is the desire in people to be at the leading edge, at the forefront of change in spirituality and mediumship, in educating people in how it really happens and how it really works, and having that clarity of it, that understanding of it? It's simple things like spirit not having a voice box that people don't talk about. And then when you say it, people go, "Oh yeah, of course." But until you say it, they're just not open to thinking about it. And I really hope that as we move forward, we can start to strive for newer perspectives, newer understandings, and not just recycle the old stuff. There's a lot of recycling I'm seeing at the moment. There's a lot of same information coming out again and again and again. And I think that's great, but if you're going to set yourself up as having a podcast, where's your opinion? Where's your take on it? Where's your idea on it? If you're going to be on social media and talking about things, where's your personal view of that? TikTok's an interesting place to be. And I'm very limited on TikTok because I fall down a rabbit hole and then I've lost half a day watching very hilarious videos, but it's just not a good use of my existence here on planet Earth. But in spiritual TikTok, and of course, I'm only seeing who I'm seeing in my cycle, but a lot of the people on TikTok are just slagging off other mediums all the time. And I understand that frustration and that annoyance that people aren't doing it well. But I still think, I still stick by, and this is always, it drives my husband mad, but I always have that bring me solutions, not problems. And there seems to be a real thing about just slagging off everybody else who's not doing a good job, but not pushing yourself forward to show how it should be done. And I think that both are important. I think it's important to point out where people are getting it wrong and where they are misleading people. But it's also important to share your knowing, your understanding, your perspective. People are desperate for it. I am desperate for it. I'm out there actively trying to find podcasts and people on social media who are going to wobble the status quo a bit, who are going to say a different perspective. I don't care if I agree with it or not. I just want people to say what they really feel, what they mean, not repeat stuff that has been read in books for the last 20 years. Where's the newness? Where's the moving forward? We keep talking about this new age of energy that's coming in, and yet we're doing everything the same as we did for the last 100 years. Think how much society has changed. My sister is finally watching The Crown after me nagging her into it because I absolutely loved it. And one of the things that's really amazing about it is when you see how much society has changed in the lifetime of the Queen. It's absolutely amazing how much we've moved on and how much life has shifted. And yet we still have people doing practices the way that they were doing it then. Where's the evolution, I ask you? So I think part of our work, whether it's on a larger scale or whether it's on a smaller, more personal scale, is to start opening up to collaborating with the spirit world, to taking things further, to moving that understanding, to growing our experience, to pushing our mediumship, whether you're evidential or whether you just communicate with spirit on your own at home. How can you take that further? How can we move it forward? What's new? What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You knew that was coming, didn't you? Sorry. You must be psychic. Yeah. So I would love you all just to chew that over. Where is the newness? Where is the taking it further, your understanding, your... Where are you holding yourself accountable for taking your awakening to the next stage? Taking your understanding to the next stage? Are you making time in your life to just sit and hold a space for spirit and let them talk to you? And it might not be the most profound, moving, mind-blowing stuff the first time you do it, but the more you get used to that frequency and the more you communicate with them, the more that understanding will grow. And sometimes, often for me, it's not that I really know that I've changed. It's not like ding-a-ling, spirit have sent some information and there it is and everything's different. It's more that it just... I start doing things differently. And then one of you will send in one of your amazing questions and I will understand that I understand the answer differently. Mm. So, yeah, I think we, those of us that are working mediums, need to hold ourselves accountable for taking it further, for being brave, for risking getting it wrong, for risking the exposure of people saying they don't like us and they don't like how we do it, and doing that anyway. Some of you will have seen on my social media, I've had a very unhappy lady, Mandy. Hey, Mandy. Who has been saying that she thinks I'm a shit medium, essentially, on social media. And she's entitled to that opinion. I'd rather she wasn't putting it all over my page, but she's entitled to it. Just as the people who comment and say that I'm stealing from people in a vulnerable state, they're entitled to their opinion. And I'm entitled to block them and not engage with it. But they are entitled to it. They are allowed to feel that way. They are allowed to be limited by that understanding. I get a lot of spirits through who tell me as they come in that they didn't believe in any of this stuff when they were here. That's okay. We're allowed to have a journey. We're allowed to be limited by our experiences and our understandings. And and it's fine, really. It is fine, now I've processed it a bit, that I'm not for Mandy, that she thinks I'm crap. That's okay. That is what the truth of not being for everybody looks like. When we talk about, I can't be for everybody, I can only be me, and we say that and it feels good and we think, yes, this is right, I can't be for everybody, I can only be me. And then somebody says, well, I think you're shit, or I think you're wrong, or I think you're fraudulent, and we go, oh, ouch, and I did it. I, you know, felt like I've been stabbed in the heart. But she's entitled to that opinion. She's entitled to want something from my mediumship that I wasn't able to give her. And it doesn't mean that she's a bad person. She could perhaps phrase it a bit more nicely, but she's obviously very wound up about it. And this is the problem. And we've got this problem across the board in society and culture. We've got politicians who are afraid to say anything or be real about anything. They never answer a question properly. Been learning from Matt Hancock in the jungle about pivoting, how you turn a question into what you want to answer it, and they look at pivots as a sign of greatness. And I just thought, bloody hell, why can't they just say what their policies are? Why can't they just say what they believe in? Why can't we hold them accountable to it? And that is filtering through, weirdly, through society. We're all so afraid to say what we really feel or say what we really mean. So yeah, Mandy made my eyes water a little bit. I may have had an extra large Sauvignon Blanc to take the edge off, but it doesn't mean she's invalid. And it doesn't mean that she isn't entitled to her opinion. And there's a little bit of me that thinks, go Mandy, say what you really think. And it's the same for us as mediums, as spiritual people. We have to be in that place where we allow ourselves to share our truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We have to be in that space. We can't just water it down all the time and make it insipid and diluted, and because then it just becomes the same as it's always been. In this striving for excellence in our mediumship, whether it's personal or public, we need to be taking it further, and we need to be talking about how we're on a journey and sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes our understanding is limited. Sometimes it just is what it is. I may have told you my really ridiculous joke before, but I'm going to tell you it again because it bears repeating. Or maybe not. But you know the joke, how do you know if someone's a vegan? And they say, don't worry, they'll tell you. Sorry, vegans. It does make me laugh. It it's the same. How do you know if somebody is starting out with spirituality? They'll start sharing 100 Buddha quotes on their Facebook page and telling you how you can make changes in your life, but not taking any of the action themselves. And then, of course, as they work with spirit, they expand and they grow and they do understand more about the journey and themselves. And that's the journey I went through. Bloody Facebook memories keeps bringing up all these bits where I was just completely in a do-gooder, ego-based preach mode. Oh my God, look at me, I'm so spiritual. I found spirit. Have you found spirit? Spirit are there. Go and read this quote by Buddha and go forth and be a great person. Yes, namaste. I was that absolute knobber. And I've progressed through that. But I needed that stage because of my conditioning and my expectations to be able to get to the stage where I am right now, where people say, I don't believe in spirit. And I go, okay, bye. Because fine, you don't have to. And where I can see that there is space for expansion in our knowing and our understanding and how we are working and communicating with spirit. I'm excited for next year. I'm tired right now, no lie, but I'm excited. I can't wait to see where all of this learning takes me next. What happens to my mediumship next year? What happens to my understanding? I cannot wait to find out. I wanted to finish today with a poem that was shared with me when I did the shamanic course, and I just think it's wonderful. It's by Dale Wimbrow and it's called The Guy in the Glass. When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you king for a day, then go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that guy has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgments upon you must pass. The fella whose verdict counts most in your life is the guy staring back from the glass. He's the fella to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end. And you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. You can fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the guy in the glass. I keep that out on my desk in my eye line always to remind me, because I think that's what it's all about. And if you're feeling that desire to step up for the spirit world, they want to have you desperately. We need you. But make sure you are aligned with your truth, your experience, and your understanding so that you can shine so brightly and let so many people in. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you've got a question for next year's minis, please email podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk, and I will catch up with you next week. Take care.